My brothers and sisters in Christ, as we walk outside and try to go across the ice without falling, we could try throwing ice melt in front of ourselves so that each step is safe. But the best way, the only way we can really get across the ice or in these difficult conditions is it's actually nice and slow. Nice and slow. To take our time and to be to persevere, to be intent as we move, to not be in too much of a hurry. And we can see this is the exact example that David gives in a certain sense as he takes over the most important city in all the world, Jerusalem. And it's actually called his city, the city of David. He doesn't rush upon it, even though he is a warrior. Slow and steady, the Lord gives it to him. The Lord offers it to him. And so we see how it is that we are to progress, not only across the ice, but even in our spiritual lives, slow and steady, with our eyes fixed intently on Jesus, saying the name of Jesus confidently, more confidently each day. I don't think we say his name as confidently as we certainly could, especially in moments where it's like walking on ice. We're not so sure of our next step, that we would really be able to say Jesus' name confidently. He has all power over Satan. We can see here that he just casts out the demons. And we should be aware of that spirit within him that leads us and guides us, our patron, the Holy Spirit in our parish here. He's the one who drives out the evil one. He's the one who keeps us confident and steady, keeping our eyes focused on Christ. And that's why the Holy Spirit is so important. Jesus says it's the only sin that can't be forgiven. If you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you can't be forgiven. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's the one who helps you to see Jesus, to say the name of Jesus, to be confident in God. If you say the name of Jesus, it's only by the Holy Spirit that you say the name of Jesus. And so he's warning these scribes and Pharisees who are accusing him of having a dirty spirit. Dangerous grounds, that's blasphemy. Dangerous grounds, it's going to make you slip. It's the Holy Spirit who keeps us confident, steady towards Jesus. And so think about that. You're all facing the front of the church, all confidently looking upon Jesus. And what is it that Jesus, what is it that the Holy Spirit does? He comes into your hearts, into my heart, and he brings us, by the power of the Holy Spirit, brings us Jesus. Let's approach him confidently and steadily. Jesus will win.